deadly earthquake hits northern Turkey. Famine relief and rains bring hope to parched Kenya. And we found a way for you to help Bhutanese refugees right where you live. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rescue workers used both bare hands and heavy machinery to dig into the rubble after a massive earthquake hit Turkey on Sunday. The 7.2 magnitude quake rattled parts of Turkey near the Iranian and Kurdish borders. The number of dead and injured continue to rise, and many thousands are homeless as buildings collapsed. ION Network's Rody Rodehaber.
Our director there is assessing the situation. We're making calls and connecting with believers and churches. My guess would be that those folks will be helping out in a very strategic way.
Their church planning team has responded before to similar disasters in Turkey, and they will again.
We are called to minister and to bear the burdens of people, because I think that's part of being a believer. That's part of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, is being there to heal wounds and to bring a cup of cold water.
Next, more than 13 million people are currently threatened by the effects of drought in the Horn of Africa. But according to Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer,
the good news is that the rains have started in a number of those areas, but in a drought place where we're doing food dispersal, one of the things that we're trying to get around are the rain styles, getting the food in. The beneficiaries in that program are all Somali. And then we do have a couple of places in southern Ethiopia and a few other places. We're doing some smaller feeding projects.
In the meantime, BGR partners started a food distribution program in northern Kenya yesterday.
The one project that we just approved is going to probably run about a three-month project. And it won't be in the major camps that you're seeing on the news. We're finding the marginalized areas, places that kind of fall outside of the main distributions of people that have fallen through the cracks.
Their teams use the opportunities to build relationships.
They're motivated by needs of people and their love for Christ. So they're people that we've worked with for years that have a heart for sharing their faith.
We have ways you can get involved linked at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The gospel is slowly breaking into the world's last Tibetan Buddhist kingdom. For the last 10 years, Southern Baptists in particular have been lifting Bhutan up in their prayers. The International Mission Board reports their prayers are being answered. Within the last decade, Christianity, which used to be banned, has become acceptable. The New Testament has also been translated into three more languages. Keep praying for boldness and freedom for believers. Next, before those freedoms came about, though, a sixth of the nation poured out of Bhutan as refugees. Decades later, many are resettling in the United States. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
they have had such a rough life for the last 20 years living in these refugee camps, and now finding a country that actually is friendly to them and wants them. They're just very, very open.
ASM is responding by providing these refugees, many of whom can't read at all, with audio scripture in their own language.
We're encouraging people to think about the possibility of kind of triggering a little bit of missions outreach right in their own towns and looking for some of these people who usually are not in plain sight, and then just discreetly and gently and with love, seeing if there's any of these folks that would appreciate the opportunity to listen to God's word in their language.
Our website has details. And Christians in Papua New Guinea carry the load for their suffering neighbors, literally. New Tribes Mission reports that last week, dozens of believers carried 63 packages totaling more than 2,000 pounds for miles on foot. The packages were filled with aid for a nearby village that's still suffering the effects of mudslides 2 months ago. Pray that this generous gift and act of service would speak the truth of Christ to a still desperate village. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help any of these organizations featured on our broadcast today, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also receive our daily e-blast at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.